Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Herbert Perry. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chris Singleton. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charles Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, James Baldwin. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting fifth. The DH, Jim Thome. Batting sixth. The first baseman, David Segui. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Will Cordero. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Woodard. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Valentin hits a pop-up towards third. Fryman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ordonez hits a fly ball into left field. Cordero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lofton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lofton moves to second. One out. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lofton moves to third. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lofton scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thome strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Lee batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Lee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Konerko hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Perry strikes out. One out. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Segui hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman strikes out. Two outs. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham strikes out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Konerko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Konerko hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Lee. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Lee steals second. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Singleton. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Singleton steals second. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cordero throws the ball into Fryman who tags Johnson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Singleton scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. the Indians will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Alomar is 0-1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. There goes Alomar. The throw from Johnson and he is safe. Alomar steals second. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ramirez is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lee. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Alomar scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Thome is 0-1 in the game. Thome hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ramirez scores. It's 5-3, White Sox. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Segui is 0-1 in the game. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards first. Conurco scoops it up and throws to first, with Baldwin covering, for the out. Thome moves to second. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Fryman is 0-1 in the game. Fryman takes first base on ball 4. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cordero is 0-1 in the game. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards first. Conurco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cordero for the out. Thome moves to third. Fryman moves to second. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Alomar is 0-1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Justin Speer now pitching. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Durham is 0-2 in the game. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Valentin is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Speer fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Speer. Durham moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There's a wild pitch. Durham moves to third. Valentin moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive towards first. Segui reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ordonez is 0-2 in the game. Ordonez strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lee is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lee hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lofton is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vizquel is 0-2 in the game. Vizquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lofton moves to second. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Alomar is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lofton moves to third. Vizquel moves to second. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lofton scores. Vizquel moves to third. It's 5-4, White Sox. Mark Burley now pitching. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Konerko strikes out. 1 out. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perry is 0-for-2 in the game. Perry hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Singleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordero. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Singleton moves to third. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Cameron Cairncross now pitching. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field. Cordero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Segui is 0-for-2 in the game. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burley fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fryman hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordero is 0-for-2 in the game. Cordero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sean Lowe now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Reed now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0-for-3 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lee is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Konerko hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Kelly Wunsch now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lofton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Lofton moves to second. Bob Horry now pitching. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Konerko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Lofton moves to third. Vizquel moves to second. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thome is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thome hits a line drive towards first. Konerko reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Segui is 0 for 3 in the game. Segui hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 3 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ricardo Rincon now pitching. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Singleton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Singleton strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Shuey now pitching. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Freeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cordero is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russell Branyan pinch hits for Sandy Alomar. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Branyan hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ener Diaz now catching. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Segui scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Valentin for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ordonez is 0 for 4 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizcal fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Keith Folk now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lofton is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lofton hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Conurco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vizquel for the out. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Alomar is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.